In a little room off the Boland Center in Logan, Utah, a group of kids choose to spend their summer days rehearsing Shakespeare.
Pray you, pass with your best violence. I'm afeard you make a wanton of me.
Say you so? Come on.
A lot of people think that I'm kind of crazy to think that kids would want to spend their entire summer doing this. I had to say, okay, if you're going to do the show, you'll be in here from 9 to 2 or 9 to 4 every day all summer. I really thought that 5 kids would sign up.
On the contrary, director Mary Jackson Smith found 28 kids from the ages of 9 to 18 were all too enthusiastic to trade beaches and picnics for prose and sword fights.
How about you now?
Director Jackson Smith doesn't stop at coupling kids and Shakespeare. Making the decision to perform Hamlet in its uncut form, she not only chose one of Shakespeare's most famous plays to reproduce, but one of his longest.
All the plays that we've done, we've tried to do the uncut version. The kids, kind of, it's almost like a badge of honor for them to do something that's not usually done.
But what do the actors think?
It's a challenge to maintain the energy necessary and focus necessary to every single line.
Doing the whole play, it brings more interest into the entire thing. It makes you think a little bit more than just having the famous scenes.
Polonius has the speech that's usually cut that is saying that, you know, it is as common to our age to cast beyond ourselves in our opinions, that just like how young people can make bad decisions, it's just as normal for old people to think that they know everything.
It's so much fun. I enjoy it a lot.
More than just fun, Amy Jackson Smith, who plays Hamlet, said the group really comes together as emotional reinforcement.
Several people have gone through some pretty tough stuff outside of the program, and I think that it's been good to be able to come somewhere where they know that they're going to be supported and that where they have friends.
Playing Laertes, Cameron Neely says he is one of the cast members who has really relied on that friendship.
There's a lot of emotional support for people. I myself, a few months ago, lost my uncle. And this is very, very hard to do this when Laertes' family dies. And emotional support is a big part of this group.
It is this emotional depth that director Jackson Smith said most audiences don't expect from a cast so young.
You know, I think that a lot of times we adults don't take kids that seriously. We think, oh, well, that's really cool. You can, for them to be able to do this, almost like a trained animal, to, oh, they can get up on stage and say all these words. Yeah, but it's a lot more than that, because what is really exciting here is when the kids make connections to these characters and these stories and these words from 400 years ago, and they find connections to their own lives, what's going on for them right now.
She says these connections elevate the cast performance to truly enjoyable productions.
You know, it's not just people who are related to the kids that come to these shows. It's more and more getting to be people in the community that are excited about theater and excited about seeing Shakespeare in a way that they've really never seen it.
Performances will begin August 10th in the First Presbyterian Church in Logan. For more information, visit cashearts.org or click on the link on UPR's website. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.